This podcast is brought to you by Renewal by Anderson of Central Pennsylvania, which is currently offering customers a door and window super deal. You can now save $500 on every window and $1,000 on every door from May 1st through May 31st. Super indeed. Visit renewalbyanderson.com to learn more about this deal before it ends. A federal appeals court has ruled that Larry Krasner's office slanted the facts to overturn a man's death sentence. Meanwhile, Pittsburgh's making a change to 911 calls. Prices for trash collection are still very high. Lastly, this stadium's concession stands are some of the worst around. I'm Claudia DeMiro, and you're listening to Today in PA. Robert Warden was convicted in the 1984 deaths of a couple he spent terrorizing before killing in their home, reports the Philadelphia Inquirer. He also tried to kill their then 7-month-old daughter, too, by turning off the heat in their house in order for her to freeze to death, but she survived. Warden ultimately received the death sentence, and in 2019, the Office of Philadelphia DA, Larry Krasner, decided to overturn it, having him spend the rest of his life in prison instead. However, a federal appeals court recently ruled that Krasner's office, quote, slanted the facts, unquote, when presenting their efforts to a lower federal court. Warden, for example, had been cited at least 6 times for breaking prison rules while claiming to be an obedient prisoner. Krasner's office also claimed that the victim's families had been briefed and supported its decision to back Warden's appeal when, in fact, they never contacted the surviving daughter and other members voiced strong opposition to the idea. Krasner was ordered to write apology letters to the victim's relatives, and in the ruling last week, the grounds for Warden's appeal were rejected. Pittsburgh is making some changes to 911 calls, reports the Center Square. Calls coming in between 3 a.m. and 7 a.m. for crimes that aren't in progress, like theft and harassment, will be rerouted to the telephone reporting unit, then collected for an officer to follow up on during the morning shift. This reporting unit won't field calls for active incidents like shots fired or domestic violence. The reason behind this change, explains Public Information Officer for the Department of Public Safety, Cara Cruz, to the Center Square, is the lack of cops. With it, she says, quote, the chief is redistributing manpower to the shifts where officers are needed most so as not to overburden the busiest shift and overstaff the least busy. The cost of trash collection services is still extremely high, states PhillyBurbs.com. In Bristol Borough, Bucks County, for example, it went up by 70% in the past year. Some believe the reason for these prices are due to how trash haul drivers left in droves during the pandemic, drivers that have been hard to replace. That, and the rise in insurance, fuel, and parts costs have all led to a rise in service costs overall. Many municipalities across Pennsylvania are trying to figure out how to grapple with this issue. Some are even considering having trash pickups come only once a week. Ontario Bets figured it would be fun to see which baseball stadiums had the best concession stands, starts Penn Live. So, researchers looked over things like concessions per stadium capacity and price of beer per ounce to determine them. Citizens Bank Park, home base for the Phillies, didn't do well, instead ranking as having the 3rd worst concessions around. Maybe if they'd have kept their dollar dog nights, they would have scored higher. The Seattle Mariners' T-Mobile Park topped the list, boasting a wide variety of food, cheap drinks, and hot dogs that are only $4 apiece. Wow, just $4? That's all for today. For even more news, check out PennLive.com. Also, please remember to leave this podcast a rating and a review as well. Thanks ahead of time, and of course, thanks for listening. I'm Claudia DeMiro, and I'll be back for Friday's episode of Today in PA. This podcast is brought to you by Renewal by Anderson of Central Pennsylvania, which is currently offering customers a door and window super deal. You can now save $500 on every window and $1,000 on every door from May 1st through May 31st. Super indeed. Visit renewalbyanderson.com to learn more about this deal before it ends.